We're going to continue our conversation about the U.S. Senate, and we're going to talk about the U.S. Senate's rejection of Roland Burris, the man appointed by Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich to take over Barack Obama's Senate seat. Well, it made a curious turn yesterday, that story did.
I presented my credentials to the Secretary of the Senate and advised that my credentials were not in order and I would not be accepted, nor would I be seated, nor would I be permitted on the floor.
That's Roland Burris. It was not expected that they wouldn't let him be sworn in, but how they blocked him was interesting, claiming Burris did not have the relevant approval and paperwork from Illinois state officials. To parse through some of this, we are now joined by Abner Mitkva. He's a former Illinois congressman and a retired federal judge, a retired federal judge, and he's currently a law professor at the University of Chicago. Good morning, professor, and welcome, or judge.
Good morning.
So a bit of dramatics there yesterday in the Senate, where you have the Senate using state law against Roland Burris. So essentially suggesting that the Secretary of State has the power to ignore an order by the governor?
Well, he doesn't have the power, and ultimately I'm sure that a judge will somewhere, probably the Supreme Court of Illinois, will tell him he must sign that certificate. But in the meantime, I think the Senate secretary is technically correct. It's as if Roland Burris came in without a certificate at all, because the law requires that it be signed by both the governor and the Secretary of State. Now, it's a technicality, but it's one that the Senate is probably on better ground on than they are on the other reasons for refusing to seat him.
So then this gets resolved then by a lawsuit that's taking place in Illinois.
That's correct.
And the question there is?
But whether the Secretary of State can refuse to sign that certificate. And I see no reason why he can refuse to sign it. He hasn't offered any, and I can't think of any. So my guess is that the Supreme Court will tell Secretary of State White that he must sign the certificate, and he will sign it. And at that point, Roland will present the certificate to the Secretary of the Senate again. And then that's when the road gets very, very hard, because...
For the Senate,
because there is no... I don't know of any legal reason that they can refuse to seat him.
They have claimed that, or at least previously in the last couple of weeks, we've certainly heard some Senate leaders saying that they would not seat him, and that has been the question, whether or not they would have the power to block that appointment by the governor.
Well, I came into the House of Representatives, and we're governed by the same constitutional provision, both the House and the Senate. I came into the U.S. House of Representatives in 1969, and one of my first votes was whether or not to seat a congressman by the name of Adam Clayton Powell. The House refused to seat him. I'm proud to say that I voted the other way. I voted that he should be seated. But in any event, the House refused to seat him. And
because there were some allegations of corruption against
him. Of corruption, right, involving Congressman Powell. And he took his appeal all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and they said that, no, the House did not have the authority to decide who to seat or not, as long as he met the constitutional qualifications. That is, he was the right age, and he was a citizen of the state that he was elected from, and so on.
So
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's your estimation, then, that once this issue about Illinois state law is resolved, that the U.S. Senate probably doesn't have much recourse to keep Roland Burris out. Now, you've known Roland Burris for a long time. The person that you see waging this battle, is this the man you know, and what do you think is driving him?
Well, I think what's driving him is that he's 71 years old, and he decides this is his last chance at the brass ring, and so he's clutching onto it with all the might he has. It's not the Roland Burris I've known. He was a much shyer person when he was active in politics in Illinois, but I think he sees this as his last claim to glory, and he's going to take advantage of it. But I think that ultimately the question is when, but I think that ultimately the Senate is going to have to seat him, whether they like to or not, because the appointment, once it's properly certified, was made by a governor who still has the legal authority to make the appointment.
Judge Mikva, this is Stephen Dubner. I've got a question for you. You know a little something about political distractions. You've been around a few of them. This is a big one, in part because our president-to-be is affiliated with this situation, obviously. Who will this distraction benefit and or harm if it keeps if it blows up even bigger?
Well, I think it's bothering the president-elect from trying to push forward on his program. He's got a very full agenda, and it's there's a time ticking on it, and he's a time ticker on it, and he would like to have people concentrate on passing that economic package. And this argument over about whether or not Senator Roland Burris is a senator or isn't is distracting from the impetus that President-elect Obama would like to see put on his economic package. So it distracts from him, and it hurts him. Now, how big a hurt it is, I don't think it's going to continue to distract, if for no other reason than simply that the economic problems are so serious and so so difficult that everyone is going to recognize that that should take priority over whether or not Roland Burris is or is not a senator.
Abner Mikva, thank you so much. You're saying ultimately you think they're going to have no choice in the U.S. Senate but to seat Roland Burris. Thank you for joining us.
You bet.